G-Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings. I'll be riding shotgun under the Hi, I'm G-Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert. Hi, I'm Cole. Time flies by. Our dad helped us play our favourite song. I love Wicked Radio.
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we?
Cora.
Alba.
And G-Factor. There we go, G-Factor Juniors, Merry Christmas. For listening on catch-up, still Merry Christmas, but maybe for a different year. It seems really quiet, the microphones today. What's going on? Right, so today is a Christmas Eve special, isn't it?
One went into Christmas and we get lots of presents.
Who's getting lots of presents?
All of the children, but not adults.
Yeah, adults. Only the good children.
And good not adults. Children.
So have you been naughty or nice, Cora?
Nice and naughty.
Nice and naughty. Okay. In that order. Yeah. Alba?
Nice and naughty.
Alba's been nice and naughty as well. Is this microphone going to work better? Oh, that's better. That's a better microphone. Let's get rid of that one. Cool. All right, and so we're going to play some Christmas music.
We're going to play Jingle Bell Rock.
Well done, Cora. Yeah, by Howard Morrison. Here we go.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. A jingle bell ring and jingle bell swing. Snowing and blowing a bushel of fun. Oh, the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, kick up your feet. Jingle around the town. Mix and mingle to the happy beat. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Dancing and prancing the jingle bell swing in the frosty way.
Three up, just one and three. There you go. Oh, one and two. One and two. Right, here we go. That was Cora's choice.
Jingle Bell Rock is over.
It is over. Thanks, Cora. Right, Alba.
Now we're gonna listen to Twas the Night Before Christmas.
And then, are we gonna read the story?
Yep.
I think we should read the story.
And then we're gonna read three stories. We're gonna read three stories after.
Three stories. Whoa.
The Kiwi Night of Christmas.
Oh, Kiwi Night Before Christmas. Yeah, we're going to read that one at bedtime as well, aren't we? So, what else has been going on? Have we had somebody move in December to our house?
Yep, we have an elf on a shelf.
Yeah. Elf's moved
in. And we from saw Santa, and he was with silly boots, and me and Mummy think the normal boots are at the North Pole.
Oh, he did have some silly boots on, didn't he?
And she's from the North Pole.
Who's from the North Pole?
Our elf.
Our elf, yeah, our elf's from the North Pole. What did you call our elf?
Tinsel.
Whoa, that's loud. Tinsel. Cool. All right, and she's been doing a few silly things, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So name one thing she's done, Alba.
She wrapped the tree with toilet paper.
Oh. Cora, you name another thing she did.
She made faces on the grapefruit.
Oh. And also, just one. We'll do another one after the next thing. Right, so night before Christmas. Let's see what this sounds like.
The night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment must be Saint Nick. Saint Nick, it's him. It's you. Oh my gosh, it's him. More rapid than eagles, his reindeer they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the reindeer they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim before he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Merry Christmas to you, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Yes, I got my new toys.
There you go. So that was a story narrated by Justin Arrington. You can check out on YouTube for free. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" official video. There you go. We've got that book here, but Alba decided to play the video instead, so we're not going to read it now, because that would be the same story twice. So that was a story. Maybe we should do song now, Cora. I thought you might.
I'll choose a video.
Oh, we'll choose a video while we're getting this ready. What about "Christmas in New Zealand"? That'd be a good song?
"Jingle Bell Christmas in New Zealand."
Well, something like that. Right, here we go. Let's give it a go.
That's how it
comes around again in our own land. It's time to be together, take each other's hand. A chance to share the good times in the summer sun. Another family holiday's begun. It's Christmas in New Zealand and the time is right for saying I love you and watching stars at night, for barbecues and swimming out across the bay. How lovely to spend Christmas in the Kiwi way. There won't be any snow to make the land look white. The sun won't set down south till after 9 at night.
You won't be needing furs or woolly hats and gloves. It's time for outdoor living in the land we love.
It's Christmas in New Zealand and the time is right for saying I love you and watching stars at night, for barbecues and swimming out across the bay. Christmas in the Kiwi way.
Merry Kiwi, thank you for coming along. A very, very, merry Christmas to you all. And a happy new year. Look, join in on the forest running concert. Don't forget, it's Christmas in New Zealand. Here we go.
Leave your work behind and have your holiday. And try to keep things simple on your Christmas day. It's such a special time for having friends and family near. Another Kiwi Christmas time is here. It's Christmas in New Zealand and the time is right for saying I love you and watching stars at night, for barbecues and swimming out across the bay. How lovely to spend Christmas in the Kiwi way. How lovely to spend Christmas in the Kiwi way. How lovely to spend Christmas in the Kiwi way.
One and two. Cora, you say what song this is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we've got another song.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah. Who's it for, Alba? Who loves that song?
Mummy. Me! like it.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
What we're saying?
Now we're going to
read a story.
No.
Let's read one of the stories.
Now we're going to read Elf, the Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas tradition.
No, yes, one.
Need a microphone to read. Right, here we go. Elf on a Shelf. A Christmas tradition. A tradition.
Right.
Let's see. Yeah, our elf gave it to us, didn't it? So let's see. Remind other boys and girls if they had it as well. So, have you ever wondered how Santa could know if you're naughty or nice each year as you grow? For hundreds of years, it's been a big secret. It now can be shared if you promise to keep it. A holiday time Santa sends me to you. I watch and report on all you do. My job's an assignment from Santa himself, and I am his helper, a friendly scout elf. The first time I come to the place you call home, you quickly must give me a name of my own. Once you are finished, my mission can start. What will you call me, Sparkle or Heart? Will it be Foddle, Criddle or Clyde? Frisbee's cute too, but you must decide. Fred, Markle's Art, Frisbee, Oodle, Foodle... Each night while you're sleeping, to Santa I'll fly, to the North Pole, right through the dark sky. Of course, Christmas magic helps me to be quick. I laugh with my friends and report to Saint Nick. Well, they're all sat with him around his beard. I tell him if you have been good or been bad. The news of the day makes him happy or sad. A push or a shove, I'll report to the boss, but small acts of kindness will not be a loss. In the car, at the park, or even at school, the word will get out if you broke a rule. I'll be back at your home before you awake, and then you must find a new spot I will take. You'll jump out of bed and come running to see who'll be the first to spy little old me. Where should she be? Maybe the kitchen, the bathroom or den is where you will find me, your special elf friend. I can hide on a plant or a shelf or a frame. Where will I be? Let's make it a game. There's only one rule that you have to follow, so I will come back and be here tomorrow. Please do not touch me, my magic might go, and Santa won't hear all I've seen and I know. I won't get to tell him that you've said your prayers or helped to bake cookies or cleaned off the stairs. How will he know how good you have been? He might start to think you forgot about him. I can't speak to you, so Santa says Santa Claus. All of us elves have to follow his laws. I'll listen to you. Tell me your wishes. Would you like a game or some tiny toy dishes? The gleam in my eye and my bright little smile shows you I'm listening and noting your file. The final decision with Santa now rests. What do you think? Will you get your request? The night before Christmas, my job's at an end. The rest of the year with Santa I'll spend. So, blow me a kiss and bid me farewell. I'll fly away when I hear Santa's bell. Of course, I will miss you, but wait till next year. When the holidays come, I'll again reappear. Until then, I wish every girl and boy a Christmas of peace and a year full of joy. There we go. And we started getting our elf, didn't we, this year? And you chose to name her Tinsel. And this is a little book to remind us of that. Right, we're going to read the other story in a minute, Cora. We'll play another song first. Right, so, Albert's got it all ready to go. Let's go.
Splashing through the waves on a Kiwi Christmas day. Oh, the beach we go, laughing all the way. Sunburn makes us sting.
Ouch.
With sunscreen, she'll be right.
She'll be right.
We just want to laugh and sing our Christmas songs tonight.
Right, now we're going to do Wham! Last Christmas official music video. Just for all the mums and dads. But you'll like this song as well, kids. Yeah. All right. Go for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Wham. Merry Christmas.
After two more songs.
Right. So you want another music video after two more songs. Okay. So we need two more songs, don't we? So, how about Santa Claus is Coming to Town, sang by Kylie Minogue and Frank Sinatra, and then The Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues. They're two brilliant Christmas songs.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
When you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
To town.
Yes, he's on his way.
Okay.
He's got toys all over the sleigh.
Oh, yeah!
Santa, he's coming to town. Where'd you go?
Right here.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in. I've got a feeling this year is for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Almost dead on a trip.
been that bad.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap and you haggard. Happy Christmas, you're all sad, thank God it's our love.
The boys of the NY Pity Chorus are singing going bright, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. Are ringing out for Christmas Day.
What's happening now?
We're going to do Mickey and Minnie Wish Upon a Christmas music.
Yeah, music video. That's what we're going to do. And then we're going to come back and we're going to tell another story. And then it won't be long and then we need to go do some shopping in town. Got some things to get. So what we're going
to... And I even want to go to a $2 shop.
Oh, you're not going to $2 shop today, not before Christmas. That'd be silly. Right, so the book we will be reading is A Kiwi Night Before Christmas. So tune in. Here we go.
Christmas is for family. Christmas is for friends. Christmas time's to celebrate a love that never ends. Christmas is togetherness with folks who fill your heart. So how can there be Christmas if we are apart? All I want for Christmas is Mickey's silly laugh, Cuckoo Loca baking pie, and Donald eating half. Daisy leading carols so we all can sing along. Goofy's goofy giggle as he gets a few words wrong. Tree. Friends, they're just not Christmas without you home with me. Oh, please let it be a Merry Christmas.
Mickey,
you betcha,
and nobody complains.
Delicious.
Daisy, she
Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
I'm going to get your
Donald loads the Christmas tree with miles and miles of lights, and when he adds one string too many, it's just one of those nights.
Donald Duck!
He turned out the lights.
Awfully. Why do we do the same thing every year? I want to do something different or exciting, do you hear?
The same thing's no lame thing when we get to be with you. That's what makes the holiday special and makes Christmas new.
Oh, but
it'll be fun, Donald.
Come on, back to the chalet.
Last one there's rotten fruitcake.
Bonjour, monsieur. May I help you?
Bonjour. I'm looking for the perfect Christmas gift for somebody very special. Her name's Minnie.
We have everything a mademoiselle could want, monsieur. This sterling silver typewriter that doubles as a toaster. This tennis racket mirror that converts into a coaster. This portraiture of moi, so ooh la la, they're going swift. Which one will make for mademoiselle the perfect gift?
The perfect gift. To show how special Minnie is to me, I must refuse. How could I choose? But thank you so much for your time. Au revoir. Merci.
These shoes are simply perfect. Comfy fit and perfect color. Why, it's like they were made for me. Don't you agree?
Oh, brother.
Oh, no, dear Cuckoo Loga. Her attention tends to drift. Well, Doodles, guess I just won't get the perfect gift.
The perfect gift. The perfect gift. She's clever, but I'm steps ahead of her.
The perfect gift. There's no such thing. I'm not just worth trying.
Here you go, monsieur. A sandwich with all the bologna in the entire village.
Oh, boy. I'll take one of these oysters from around the world. Goofy will love this.
Now, what's the perfect Christmas gift for Mickey? Some socks or tools, some practical machine. For the guy who's got it all, it's kind of tricky. But I may just have found the perfect figurine. It's magical as Mickey is, and that's just why I love it.
Hey, mister, can you wrap this for a gift? There's too much of it.
I know, monsieur. So sorry, we've no boxes in this size.
Oh, that's okay. He'll never know that wrapped up in the skies.
It's my gift, my perfect gift.
Your bag looks so large, I notice shoebox size.
Don't notice it.
My perfect gift will give them such a lift that when they see them, they'll be perfectly surprised.
We haven't found the perfect gift.
We're gonna be the perfect gift.
Perfect is she to guarantee I'll make her Christmas spirit glow.
It's so much better, we believe, to give than to receive.
Well, Donald, I got you a Christmas present, and you'll never guess what it is.
Oh, boy, our fish.
Cause that's how you make a perfect Christmas time.
What makes Christmas, Christmas?
It's not a bow-shaped bracelet.
It's not bad in a box. It isn't sparkling purple shoes or a pair of silly socks.
Don't let the Christmas spirit shoot up from just a toy.
Because you'll find it's something else that brings the season joy.
What makes Christmas, Christmas, is not what things you get.
If you think the key is only what you see, then you ain't seen nothing yet.
Don't fishing,
but the catch is something new.
Cause what makes Christmas,
with you.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
This year, I made you
we know, socks
and scarves, too.
What makes Christmas, Christmas? It's standing hand in hand, bringing back sounds glad we can have more fun than the million plans we planned. When we sing our favorite Christmas songs, peace on earth and joy break through. Cause what makes Christmas, Christmas? It's sharing it with you.
The ripple you start in the ocean, wherever you happen to be, it's gonna go rippling further and further. Sooner or later it ripples to me. You look at that star, I look at that star, the very same sky above. That gives me the hope we'll all be together, sharing Yuletide holiday love. I'm gonna wish upon a wish upon a wish upon a wish upon a Christmas. I'm gonna wish upon a wish upon a wish upon a wish upon a star. And I'm wishing to see you right here with me, no matter how near or far. You may think it's too long a distance, you may think we're too far apart. I think a dream comes true with persistence, I'm gonna dream with all of my heart. As long as you share the hope that I share, and all of us share the same goal, we'll keep alive the magic of Christmas. The ripple go.
What was that, kids? Look down. Let's just talk.
Wait, Mickey, wish upon a Christmas.
Yep.
Mickey and Minnie, wish upon a Christmas.
Right, what are we doing next? Cora, please tell us what we're doing next. You're in charge.
I want to hear the Christmas song.
No.
No, no. You said you wanted something else.
The night, the creamy night before Christmas.
Yeah.
A kiwi
night before Christmas story. Here we go. And on the front, we've got some sheep and a tractor and a dog. No,
we're going to do 77 Santas.
Because it's on there for a reason. Right. Okay. Leave it. Oh, you got it on? Okay. Ooh, sounds really loud now. Right, kiwi night before Christmas. Here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all round the batch, not a possum was stirring, not one we could catch. We'd left on the table a meat pie and beer, in hopes that Santa Claus would soon be here. We children were snuggled all up in our bunk beds, while dreams of Pavlova danced round in our heads. And Mum in her 90 and Dad in his shorts had just settled down to watch TV sports. What TV sports on tonight? When outside the batch such a hoo-ha arose, I woke up at once from my wonderful doze. I ran straight to the sliding door, looking about, jumped out on the deck and let out a shout. The fairy lights, Dad, has strung up round the door. Let me see everything down to the shore. And what did I see when I took a peep? But a miniature tractor and 8 tiny sheep. With a little old driver, his dog on his knee, I knew at once who this joker might be. He patted the dog and in a voice not unkind cried, "Good on you, boy, now get in behind." Now Flossie, now Fluffy, now Sean and Shane, on Bossy, on Buffy, on Jason and Wayne, up that red tree to the top of the batch, but mind you don't trample the vegetable patch. So up to the roof, those sheep flew quickly, with the tractor of toys, Santa, and his dog too. As my sister awoke and I turned around, in through the window he came with a bound. He wore a black singlet and little white shorts, and stuck on his feet were gumboots, of course. A sack full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a postie just opening his pack. His eyes bright as PowerShell, oh how they twinkled. Like an old Tuatara, his skin was all wrinkled. He had a wide face and a round fat tummy that looked like he'd eaten lots that was yummy. He spoke not a word, but got down on one knee and placed a cricket set under the tree. A present for Sis, one for Dad, one for Mum. Then he turned and he winked and he held up his thumb. He jumped on his tractor, his dog gave a whistle, and away they all flew as fast as a missile. I called out, thanks, as he flew past the gate. He called back, kia ora to all, and good on you, mate.
You're not mates.
There we go.
Now we're going to have I want to hear a promise for Christmas song.
Seventy Santas.
Mommy says there's just one Santa Claus. That isn't so, 'cause I see Santa Clauses everywhere I go. One small one's beards of white and gray. 77 Santas all held me on their knee. Bet I'll get a lot of sleds if each brings one to me. Why did I write the North Pole? They're right here in town. Strange. Mommy says there's only one. She needs her glasses changed. Seventy-seven Santas, imagine what they'd weigh. I'll bet you instead of reindeer, elephants pull their sleigh. 77 Santas, how mad my mom'll be. If their boots leave muddy footprints all around our tree. Sister will get a dolly, a blonde one I believe. 'Cause I heard Santa Claus say he's got him a blonde all Christmas Eve. 77 Santas, I pity mom and dad. 'Cause when they were kids, one Santa's
bye.
Bye? It's Christmas. What should we say?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Cora?
Merry Christmas and bye.
Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. We shall catch you again soon.
I hope Mummy heard.
G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun under the
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Got that
sunshine in my pocket.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9.
Raglan Community Radio. We're here for a long time and a good time.